Missouri Housing Development Commission grants. I've been writing HUD grants, and so I wrote portions of it concerning the services that we were provided. It was a service enhanced project, and so I wrote those portions about how we would be supporting the 24 tenants, families there, the type of community activities that your county agency for people with disabilities has, the kind of connections we have, the type of individuals we'd be working with, and those portions of it. Those portions that were technical to the actual construction or those that were specific requirements of MHDC, I let the housing development company do that because that's what they were experienced in.
Did you get done what you needed to get done on this? So what do you need from us?
They did a site visit last Tuesday. The Department of Economic Development, Mr. Robnett, we've worked with in the past for CDBG grants, he did a site visit out and toured some of the apartments at the St. Street apartments and looked over everything that we had. So what needs to be done now to close out this project, I believe, Commissioner Schofield, you have copies of those forms.
I do.
We need the certificate of completion, 3 copies signed in blue ink, and then the closeout report, 1 copy signed in blue ink. And if you don't have a blue ink pen, I have one. Everybody's happy. The blue ink is a big deal for
me. Color copy. But nowadays, the color copies are so good, it doesn't matter.
I don't have a blue ink pen.
She's got one.
I think
other than his signature, what kind of act do you need from us?
That signature is that the closeout is done. It appears there will be a letter coming to you from Department of Economic Development that just gives a summary of the site visit that they did, and they found everything to be in compliance, and so we're ready to close it out with just those forms.
We probably don't need to do this, but just in case, move to allow Commissioner Schofield to sign what is needed for the St. Street Apartment Certificate of Completion and CDBG closeout.
Second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
You got one?
Any more projects going on the building, or is it you pretty much got what you wanted?
I think we're done for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we've met the immediate need to have a small waiting list, as we do, is a good thing. Mm-hmm. And there are waiting lists for the 2 HUD projects as well. But the federal government rules are changing, and so until they firm up what they're doing, we'll probably just wait and see.
How much time do you think is spent in writing a grant? This is quite extensive grant. The
HUD Section 811 projects, like Jordan Weaver and Combs, those are a minimum of 3 years from the time that I start writing to the time that we may open. The MHDC was a 2-year project.
Actually doing the paperwork, writing the grant, applying.
Actually writing, well, with the HUD projects, it's probably 18 months of just writing because there are 2 different large notebooks full of writing. Probably just less than a year in writing the MHDC project. But again, it benefited us in that we partnered with a company that was experienced and they knew how to handle and process all that paperwork.
Is that the one that Mr. Danner was a part of?
I'm sorry?
Was that the one Mr. Danner was a part of? He came out and presented something to us. Was that the group that you guys, I don't remember who it was that you used to do that grant.
Oh, it was me. I sought them out.
That's what I mean. What was that? Who was that group again?
Oh, North Star Housing.
And
Lila Grubel and Andrew Danner.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Mm-hmm. About Mr. Danner.
Mm-hmm. We sat around. We did.
Mm-hmm. We had a meeting upstairs or something.
I sought them out through Missouri Housing is a nonprofit corporation that's created by the Missouri Department of Mental Health that I serve as advisory council member to. At their regular quarterly meetings a few years ago, I started asking for referrals in that we as a county had property for development, but HUD was changing its rules and I didn't have the money to upfront a large construction project, and received referrals of a couple of different, one fairly local out of Highlandville, and then also the North Star Housing Group. Those two groups met with my board of directors 3 years ago in October, I guess it was, and the decision was made to work with North Star.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Melissa, can we get a copy for the
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I've got two personal property paid abatements. Abatement numbers are 300183 and 300184. On the 183, taxpayer paid twice on the same vehicle. It was they have two separate accounts, and the backup documentation, which is a personal property paid property taxes, you can clearly see that it's the same vehicle, same VIN number on it, paid twice on it. And on 184, the taxpayer inadvertently paid on a leased vehicle. We have a copy of the Toyota Motor Company's personal property paid tax statement in there that shows the same vehicle for this person.
We'll label this Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A, dated 2/21/2017.
Second
that
motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
And that's all I have this morning. Thank you very much.
Carrier Facilities Agreement with Empire District and Industry. Did I miss something?
No.
We thought
everybody
had gone, so we had to
be a starter. Yeah. Mr. Armitage is ready to get going. Things that were of concern have been modified on the agreement?
Yes, they were addressed.
Okay. These are three of them or just two of them?
There's three. Here's the other two right here that need to be brought up separately. One's Ethernet, one's Internet.
And what is this right here? Move to approve the Carrier Facilities Agreement with Empire District Industries.
Second for discussion.
We have a motion and a second to approve the Carrier Facilities Agreement with Empire District Industries.
What exactly is the agreement covering?
Thank you.
The first one, I think, is just the main overall that allows us to do the Ethernet and the Internet.
Well, bear with me. How do we do that? We do that through Empire?
Yeah, this is a bid that's already been awarded. So this is just the agreement that, after it's all said and done, this is the agreement we signed to actually do it. So Empire has services now that allow for Internet and Ethernet.
And we went out for bid before and it was awarded to them, correct?
Correct.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
This is the move to approve the agreement, the carrier facilities agreement for Internet.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And the final one is move to approve the carrier facilities agreement for Ethernet.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Entrance conference with KPM CPAs.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Andy Marmage. I'm the independent auditor. I'm with KPM CPAs, and we have started the audit process of the county for the year ended December 31st, 2016. At the beginning of the audit process each year, we have a meeting, what we call the entrance conference. And it's a short meeting to remind the commission what it is we're here to audit, also to see if the commission has any concerns that they would like for us to specifically address during the audit. We're here to audit the county's financial statements, and we're auditing whether or not the county has fairly presented its financial statements in accordance with applicable professional standards. This audit is required to be done by your debt holders and by your granting agencies. We're not here to audit your internal controls. However, if during our audit of the financial statements we note any material weaknesses in your internal controls over the financial reporting process, we will bring that to the attention of the commission. Also, we're not here to audit compliance with all laws, regulations, contracts, and grants. However, if we become aware of any non-compliance with any laws, regulations, contracts, or grants as part of our financial statement audit, we will bring that to the attention of the commission. And with that, I would like to ask the commission if they have any concerns. The commission can close this meeting if it would like to speak to me privately. And, of course, the commissioners can speak to me individually as well. With that, I'd like to ask the commission, do you have any concerns you'd like for us to specifically address during the audit process this year?
I don't.
The concern that I would have, I think it would be part of your normal audit, so I don't know if it's necessary to express it. And that would be just seeing that we have a good control through our accounts payable and payroll. See if we've meet the necessary requirements for control.
We do look at the controls over the AP process when designing our test of the accounting records. So that is part of what we will be looking at.
Thank you.
All right. I'd like to thank the commission for having me here. At the end of the audit process, we will issue a draft of our